Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me to participate in this distinguished symposium. I'm unaccustomed to speaking in 1.5-minute segments. It's not something that lawyers are ordinarily given to. But I'll do my best, although I had thought that because I came a long way, too, I might have gotten a dispensation. As I understand it, the question posed is liberation a war crime? Some people might say, some of my own colleagues in the international law world might say, that not all the facts are in yet. We still have to wait for all the evidence to make a conclusive judgment about that. I disagree with that viewpoint. I think there are enough facts in to make a judgment. And my judgment is that the war was illegal, that it was illegal for primarily two reasons. First, because none of the facts that were cited to justify the claims made appear to me, at least, to be plausible. The current debate that we're seeing in the headlines of the newspapers over weapons of mass destruction are but one example of that. The other reason is because I believe that the important resolution, Security Council Resolution 1441, about which we all heard so much not too long ago, has been given a twisted interpretation by both the U.S. and British governments in such a way as also to be implausible. I reject those of my colleagues who argue that we shouldn't pay attention to the fact that the rules don't justify the acts committed on the grounds that for some reason or other the UN charter system is now obsolete. I do agree that various aspects of the charter are out of date, need to be modified, need to be reformed, but I do not believe that the rules of engagement with respect to the initiation and conduct of warfare have been, therefore, eliminated. International law does matter, and when we have time to elaborate upon some of these issues, I'll be glad to elaborate on why I think so. But one of the things I'm very fond of saying when I speak to this subject is to put to President Bush and Prime Minister Blair a scenario that says, imagine a group of states, let's call them the Arab League, decides that there is a country that has been engaged in 36 years of illegal military occupation, that is engaged in torture tactics, that is engaged in state terrorism, that is engaged in a variety of activities, including the long-time violation and disregard of UN Security Council resolutions. I could go on and say, should we not therefore conduct a preventive war against this state? The state, of course, I'm talking about is Israel, and I'm quite sure that Mr. Blair and Mr. Bush would not agree that that's appropriate. If they think that's not appropriate, then why was it appropriate in the case of Iraq? Now, I'm not saying that Saddam Hussein was a nice guy. I don't think so. I think he was a quite evil human being. Whether he's dead or alive, I frankly hope he's alive. I hope he can be brought to justice. That raises a whole other can of worms, which I should only have time to mention in the first minute and a half. But my primary concern is that a symposium like this does not end up simply being a restatement of what I've just said. My hope is that you and the audience and those people in my own profession will take the message that at least I think we are trying to deliver to you to the wider public so that we aren't all preaching to the choir. I think this requires a great deal of activity, of course, on the part of the U.S. government, but we should not, needless to say, rely upon the U.S. government to do our bidding. I do believe it's important that there be a vote of censure brought within the United Nations with assistance of international lawyers such as myself and others. I do believe that there ought to be some kind of international petition by my colleagues around the world. I do believe that there ought to be some form of people's tribunal that could challenge what has happened, albeit in an unofficial way, nonetheless an important way. And finally, I do believe that all of you, through the internet, must connect to create what has come to be called the second superpower. Okay.